This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The House passed a clean extension tax credit to help people buying health insurance on the state marketplace. 17 Republicans, including Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd, voted for the bill. He says it sends a message to the Senate.
I thought it was important to signal to the Senate that I'm committed to extending the enhanced premium tax credits. Let's get a reform package in there, get it back to the House, and then let's vote on it.
The bipartisan support for the bill puts pressure on the Senate to try and find some compromise. The Senate has rejected a clean extension in the past. The credit expired at the end of the year, and more than 200,000 Coloradans are facing skyrocketing premiums. An auction for oil and gas leases in Colorado yesterday was a bust. The Bureau of Land Management offered up more than 20,000 acres of public land, but even at $10 an acre, it received zero bids from companies. Aaron Weiss works at the advocacy group, the Center for Western Priorities.
There are no oil and gas companies that think that it's profitable to lease them even at $10 an acre.
The sale comes as the Trump administration tries to increase drilling on public lands. The BLM is planning to offer leases on more than 250,000 acres in Colorado over the next 6 months. Ski mountaineering will make its Winter Olympics debut in February. Crested Butte's Cam Smith qualified for the games after winning gold at the World Cup mixed relays in Utah.
We took a few days to enjoy it and sort of decompress a little bit from this huge buildup. Now I'm fully focused on performing once we get there, and we're definitely dreaming much bigger dreams than we were a few weeks ago.
Smith will compete individually and in the ski mountaineering relay event with his teammate Anna Gibson of Wyoming. This is CPR News and KRCC.